Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the widow's mighty sacrifice, putting our faith into social justice. Today's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, challenges us to examine how generously we help the ministries of the Church by contributing financially to the treasury of the Church. When our income isn't enough to pay for everything that we wish we could buy for ourselves, the widow's mighty sacrifice is not pleasing to look at. We can appreciate why Jesus praised the widow, but it's hard to feel safe and secure with the idea of offering our whole livelihood. God's not really saying that you and I should turn over our entire paychecks to the Church. Elsewhere in the scripture, he makes it clear that he asks for just 10% of it. Just 10%. Even that seems like way too much, doesn't it? And thus we cause others to suffer. Our parishes and Good News Ministries and other charities don't have enough financial resources to do all the ministering that could be done and needs to be done. Perhaps the widow whom Jesus praised felt free to share the little she had because, in her poverty, her eyes were not set on making big purchases. Economic problems in our world are rooted not just in corporate greed, but also in the accumulation of a lot of individual debts that never should have been considered. Many families depend on two incomes for the sake of buying more and more and more. This lifestyle of overspending is part of a culture that sinfully neglects the needs of the poor. As Catholics, we take seriously the Church's teachings on social justice. We know we need to become more like Christ, oriented towards making sacrifices for the sake of others. We can adopt the same attitude as the widow whom Jesus praised. She made an offering that wasn't easy. In doing so, she sacrificed not only coins, but her very self. If a gift we give or a good deed we do is easy and comfortable, it's not a sacrifice. Most of us donate from our surplus and think that's a sacrifice. This is why your parish and other charitable organizations, including Good News Ministries, cannot help all those who would benefit from their services. And it's the reason why climate change is occurring. Our personal comforts are indeed interfering with the Earth's natural processes, and this is already devastating the lives of many who are poor and vulnerable. Let's put our faith into action. What happened to the widow after she went home? Did she starve? Wait a minute. Do we believe that God would praise her for making such a huge act of love and then crush her as if her good deed had been foolish? I know from personal experience how scary this level of trust can be and how faith-building it can be. Join me in the spiritual growth that comes from placing sacrificial trust in God's goodness.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.